Tall and blonde?
Yes, please.
Give me Mr. Charlie Moore at the New York Times, at the New York Times office here in Washington.
Be glad to, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
Mr. Moore on the line, sir.
Yes, Charles.
Hi, Mr. President.
How are you?
Just fine. Say, about the matter we talked about the other day, trying to write that, and I was running into a problem, and the problem was this. I had a very interesting, constructive talk with Mr. Fortas, and I think it's a good story, especially on the theme that Camano never really meant to bring Bosch back in the first place. And was only using Bosch's name and popularity. Well, his real intentions were, and it seems to be quite clear since he has been elected president since then. The problem being, however, that on attribution, because you yourself on the TV program Sunday night called the revolt originally a Democratic pro-Bosch revolt, and of course Jack Vaughn today in a television interview did the same thing. And that's really not the same thing as this view of what the original April 24th revolt was. And I was just wondering if there was some way, I don't have the word White House in my story now, but there wasn't some way I could say that the administration view or the White House view appeared to be, according to some sources, switching to this second version of the nature of the original revolt.
There's not any switch involved. Of course you can't say White House. But you don't, I read your stories every day that you don't have the exact source.
Yeah.
About half of them editorial, Charlie. Now all this is just an interpretive viewpoint, which I think, or I thought would be helpful. But
well, it is helpful.
I don't want to commit suicide trying to...
No. I'm not going
to
do anything.
Trying to take a man in for the night. I just want to give him a bed and...
Sure.
...good meals. There's no conflict with what anything I said or what Vaughn said with what I told you as an interpretive matter. It's very clear, I think, that the military no doubt had some Bosch cabinet officials, as Vaughn said, and some Bosch supporters and with them. But it's my view, as I've said to you, and the view of others that have reflected this thing and who have gotten it also pretty direct from some of these other folks, that the Camano never had any idea of doing anything except using Bosch, and that's all he was. This was not a fight between a great literary, fine, sweet poet and a mean old Wesson.
Yeah.
It was a fight between two goddamn thugs.
Yeah.
The more you see of this thing, I'm not at liberty to give you all that I have seen. But, well, San Juan Star today pretty well points it out that Bosch's statement that he's not going back.
Yeah.
This really caught Bosch, I think, as much surprise as it did you.
Uh-huh, sure.
I think they just threw that name in because he was the last president. He was a literary guy, and as the cream was rising, when it got to a certain stage, the milk got sour and the cream rose. They started taking the cream off, and his people started seeking asylum.
Yeah,
it was just stooges, just like we got some people. Well, may have been the Senate that is talking now. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, well,
I think they're good people and genuine people, but. All Bond said was that there were these distant groups, including military officers, and that they had indicated they wanted to return Bosch, but by the time Second Day was around, the Bosch supporters and the former cabinet members and the former lieutenant, they were seeking asylum.
Uh-huh.
Bond's story more confirms the other than contradicts it.
I see. Yeah. Well,
they started this thing Saturday evening, but by the time the Marines had really landed, there was a good deal of evidence that the Bosch people were in revolt and had been turned from what everybody conceived at the moment to be a pro-Bosch revolt to one that was led by the extremists.
Right, right.
And that's what Vaughn said. And that's what I'm saying to you, except I'm going one step further and saying that no one ever intended for Bosch to get it. As Bosch said herself, they didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I see, right.
Well, obviously, if he was running the revolt, hell, he'd have been planning it, and he'd have been furnishing them guns, and he'd have been in contact with them, and he would have been doing all this other stuff.
Sure.
The facts are, though, the contrary. And I think after your people get into... it may be that resting and lipping, some of them ought to get these facts, because I think as you get into this thing, you'll find that there's no person of ordinary Dominican stature that was competent and capable of transforming this thing from Saturday to Wednesday to what developed between Saturday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a much bigger operation, and a fourth-grade Dominican just doesn't know how to handle it, these
sure.
people especially.
Well, I think the important distinction that rises in my mind, especially after talking to Fortas, is that this thing has been painted in public by a lot of observers as a very heartwarming, commendable thing, a democratic constitutional revolt which got captured by the communists. Whereas the real facts, as you point out, seem to be that it was never that idealistic or commendable a thing in the first place, at least on the part of people like Camano and so forth, who had the guns and the power.
That's right. And furthermore, I think you'll find as it goes along that there were considerable outsiders in the operation.
Uh-huh.
Furthermore, I think you'll find that there were also plans to have another overthrow almost simultaneously.
I see.
This thing is going through the hemisphere, and they're working at it, and we've got to be aware of it without being McCarthy or McCarran.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a hold of Betancourt, incidentally, and got a few quotes from him in the story, too. So
I think it's unfortunate that you don't speak Spanish and he doesn't talk as much, but if you...
Well, we got some translation.
Somebody that could talk to him. Did you get Munoz's statement?
We somebody else handling that, yeah, in a different story. But I've got some Betancourt quotes in my story.
What did Betancourt tell you?
Well, he said, for quotation, he said that he had information that there were communists had infiltrated the rebellion. He said he didn't have any proof, at least this was, you know, he wouldn't say that he had any proof that they infiltrated what he called key positions. He did say that he said he could have got a lot of applause by playing to the gallery and criticizing the United States position, but that he didn't want to do that because he wanted to be constructive. And he said, I have not approved of the United States position, but I have not criticized it either because I want to do something constructive. And of course, this was actually last night when I talked to him before the thing was passed, but his ideas were the same as what the OAS has done, that there should be an inter-American force, including some Americans, not complete replacement of American troops, and that there should be a provisional government of non-political technicians, primarily, until free elections could be arranged.
This is the finest thing that's happened, Charlie. We don't want to be bragging on it and having them say that the Americans are riding the ticket. This is the finest thing that could conceivably happen because we are establishing a principle here of collective protection of the hemisphere. And God Almighty, it doesn't mean that I've got to take care of all my brothers and sisters. It means that we all act together and take care of each other.
Yeah.
If one of us gets sick, we all pitch in.
Uh-huh.
And don't have to rely on any single one.
Right.
But from Saturday until Wednesday afternoon, they killed 1,500. And we didn't walk from Wednesday till Saturday for them to kill 1,500 an hour.
Sure.
There's nobody there to pay.
Right.
It's fine to have these big theories about the look at somebody else to do it, but there's nobody did it. Peace Committee met Tuesday, and they met Wednesday, and nobody could think.